Hello?
Hello there, is it Walter?
Yes, it is.
Fantastic, Walter. It's Ben calling you from MMA Legal, Walter. Giving you a call, it's in regards to the Scottish abuse claims, you know, the Scottish redress scheme?
Yeah.
You've inquired with us about Gareth Children's Home in Bridge of Ware, if you remember.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. All it is, Walter, is we just need to get a statement from you and get the claim started. Now, the average claim at the moment, Walter, is around £45,000. That's the average.
Right.
So people are getting a lot more than that. But like I say, we do need to get the bits and bobs from you to obviously proceed with the claim, if that's all right, Walter, okay?
Yeah.
Perfect. So just to confirm, it is Walter Zaleski, isn't it? Yeah?
That's correct, yeah.
Fantastic, pal. I've got your email here, Walter, as WalterCZ1@outlook.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yep, fantastic. And of course, we've got your name as Walter Zaleski, that's fine. And your telephone number is the one I'm speaking to you on now, Walter. Is this the best one for you?
Yes, it is.
Perfect, Walter. Can I just take your date of birth, please, pal?
It's 26/10/1970.
Perfect, it's not a problem. And just your door number and the postcode where you're living at the moment, Walter.
Number's 28 and the postcode is G for golf, 22, 7, G for Juliet, S for Sierra.
S for Sierra, fantastic. Thanks for doing it phonetically as well, it does help a lot. Is it 28 Scarraway? Is that the one?
That's correct, yeah.
Yep, fantastic, Walter. And have you ever been known by any other names other than Walter Zaleski?
No.
Nope, that's not a problem. And Walter, can you just confirm your local GP surgery at the moment?
It's Barony Health Centre.
Let's have a look. Is it Barangay?
E for Bravo, A for Alpha, R for Romeo, O for Oscar, N for November, Y for Yankee.
Okay, perfect. That helps me a lot. Let's have a look. Is that in Glasgow as well, that one, yeah?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Yep, perfect. So, well, that's a very strange road name. Auchinlock Street.
Auchinlock.
That's the one. That's the one, pal. So let's get that address down for it. Okay, that's fine. Well, so how old are you at the moment, pal? Are you 56?
55.
Made you a year older than nearly, Walter. I do apologise.
No.
That's it. Walter, what are your parents' names, pal?
My parents' names, they're deceased. It's Elizabeth.
Yep.
Zaleski.
Yep.
And Vladislav, so that's spelled W for Whiskey, L for Lima, A for Alpha, E for Delta, Y for Yankee, S for Sierra, L for Lima, A for Alpha, and W for Whiskey.
And he is a Whiskey as well, yeah?
Yeah.
Perfect. And where did you live prior to going in care? So what address was you at? What street name was you at before you went into care?
I'm trying to think, hold on. I was living with my aunt because my parents passed away.
Okay.
And that was 137.
Yep.
Rye Sites, which is R-Y-E.
Yep.
S-I-D-E.
Yep.
That's Road.
Yep.
And
Glasgow again.
Glasgow, yeah.
Yeah. Would it have been G21 3LG?
That's correct.
Yeah, that's the one. Fantastic. And this is just now, basically, we're going to ask you about your family. Only reason being, when we do approach the children's homes and request the documents from them, we find you a lot easier if we know your siblings and your parents. That's why I asked your parents' names a moment ago, okay? So do you have any siblings, Walter?
No.
No, no siblings. Okay. And was you cared under Glasgow City Council?
I think it was, and then the home moved to the Renfrewshire district, so it was a bit of everybody.
Okay. Just give me a moment. That's fine there, Walter. Okay. And how old was you when you went into care?
I was 14, 15.
14? Oh, but 14, that's fine. And do you remember what children's home you went in, Walter?
Yes, yeah, Greif.
Greif, yeah. Just making sure it's the same as what we had on record. So let me just get your record up. I can just copy it from there. It'll be nice and easy for both of us. Here we go. Okay, Greif Children's Home, Bridge of Weir. Let's do a quick search on that one, see if we can find it. Have a look. Oh, there's been quite a lot of cases at that same one, to be fair. Quite a lot of cases. Was it on Kilmalcolm yeah. Road?
Kilmalcolm Road, yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah, there's an awful... If you just Google the name of that children's home, in Google, I've seen five cases straight away. You know, people who've been through similar situations. It's
yeah.
kind of crazy. I'd like to get them going with it, to be fair. So you just went there at 14. When did you leave there, Walter? How old was you when you left?
Around about 19.
19, so 5 years, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And Walter, I do hate asking this question, but I do have to ask it. If, for example, in a year's time, you're not here to take the payment, because that's normally how long it takes, who would you like the payment to go to if you're not present to take the payment? So who would you like to be beneficiary?
My wife.
Your wife. And what's the wife's name there, pal?
It's Rona, and it's spelled R for Romeo, H for Hotel, O for Oscar,
yep.
N for November, A for Alpha.
Fantastic. I'm guessing she's Zaleski as well, is that right?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Yep. Do you have a telephone number for Rona?
Yeah, but it's not to hand.
Okay, I'll put your number down for now there, because I'm guessing if it's the wife, she'll have access to your phone, won't she, there, Walter?
Yeah.
If anything wants
yeah.
to happen. Okay, and the reason you got placed into care, was it because your parents were passed away there, Walter?
My parents passed away. I moved in with my aunt, and let's just say I did stray off the rails a bit.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine. Okay, so I'll have that down for you, pal. And was the police involved at all?
No.
Okay, Walter, so let's need your statement now. So what the kind of things you face. So when I moved into Giraffe Homes, what was the kind of abuse like? What was it like day-to-day there, Walter? What was the kind of things it was doing?
It was, with me, it was mostly physical and emotional.
Yeah. So how like... Come on, Walter, carry on.
I was born disabled, so I had bad legs and fingers missing in my hand.
Okay.
And, you know, the usual emotional abuse.
You had fingers missing, and they'd say, like, would they call your names and stuff because of that?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Then there was some, you know, like, getting hot. On one occasion, I did report it to a social worker. Don't know what happened or anything like that, but the person that I reported gave them, they're deceased.
Yeah. I reported this. Did you say social worker?
Yeah.
Done. And they'd be very physical towards you. Was it like restraining you, or was it like, you know, for example, slapping, punching, kicking, throwing things?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a physical, yeah. And it's basically something that I've had, you know, I've had a way in my head, but, you know, yeah.
No, you get... back, don't you? Yeah. No, that's it. Bear with me. So, did they ever neglect you at all, lock you in the room, or ever not feed you at all, Walter, or anything like that?
Not that that I can remember.
No. Okay. Okay, so that should be fine for the statement, to be fair. That should be okay, because, like I say, when the solicitors call you, they'll go into a bit more detail with it there, Walter, with that, and obviously explain the next few steps. Now, one thing we do need from you, Walter, now would be photo ID and proof of address. So this can be a driving license, passport, bus pass. Any of those are perfectly fine, okay? And we send it via WhatsApp. So what I'll do is I'll send you a quick message now. So, hi, Walter. It's Ben from MMA Legal. Please take a clear photo, a photo ID and proof of address. Now, with the proof of address, Walter, it can be any letter you have, as long as it's dated in the last 3 months. And then, for example, the ID could be a bus pass, so it doesn't need to be a driving license, but it can be. But if you want to kill two birds with one stone, Walter, if you have a driving license, you can just simply send a picture of that, because it covers both sections. It shows your address, and it's got a picture on.
Yeah, I've not got a driving license.
No, not a problem then. So a passport or a bus pass, if you've got any of those.
Yeah,
so if you want to get that out for me, Walter, go and find it for me if you can, or if it's in your pocket, pop it out for us.
Right. 36.
I'll explain how we do this.
Oh. Bus pass. Oh, I know.
The one. Bus pass will do fine.
Right, bus pass, I've got that.
Perfect. So if you want to open the message on your phone, Walter, open WhatsApp Messenger for me. Put me on speaker, so put me on loudspeak.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then open WhatsApp Messenger.
Okay.
And you'll see a message right at the top from me, Walter. It'll say, Ben, MMA Legal.
Got it.
Yeah, so open that message for me, Walter.
Yeah.
And then when you're on the chat, you'll see a camera in the corner, camera in the bottom right corner. So if you click that camera.
There we go.
Yeah, simply take a picture of the bus pass. Make sure you include all four corners, Walter. And then click send for me. Perfect, that's great, Walter. Now, next, Walter, all we need is a letter in the same fashion. So all four corners included, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the letter does need to be dated in the last 3 months, but it can be any letter. It could be, you know, for example, one from Netflix, one from the hospital, a Sky bill, a water bill. It can even be a letter from somebody, you know, as long as it's got a date on it and your name, and it's kind of official, that's perfectly fine.
Yeah, I've got a motability letter there, so...
That's perfect. Like I say, we do get some... I got a letter the other day from Paddy Power. So it can be a letter to anyone, you know, but one for the bookies. It doesn't need to be an official. It's just to show you live where you live, Walter, and you are where you are. That's it. It's identity purposes. And then I'll explain the next step. There's just one document I need to sign afterwards, so I'll talk you through that as well, Walter.
Oh. Right, so I've got the letter.
Yeah, so just set it down on the side like you did with your own bus pass, Walter. will include all four corners like you did with a bus pass. So you need to see the full letter. So a lot of people just take a picture of the address part, read the full document.
Right. Come on. Right, let's check that's okay.
That's perfect, Walter. That's great stuff. So, thank you for completing that stage, Walter. Last thing I need to do, Walter, now. It's quite easy, to be fair. It does sound hard, but it's not. So, I've sent you an email, and you'll also get a text message, and it's a link to our portal for you to sign your document. It just gives us authorisation, Walter, to be able to approach the care homes on your behalf, and the council, of course, and request the documents we need for the case. So if you want to open that up for me, like I said, it'll be on your email and as a text.
Okay. Let's see if I can get into that. Text.
It should say something like proceed, start signing, and then proceed to documents.
Yeah, got it.
Yep, that's the one. Let me know once you load the first page. You have one box to tick and then click accept, and then there's three little boxes, which when you click the first box where it says signature, it'll give you the option of three signatures you can choose from. So you don't have to draw. It's not one of those where you have to draw your signature, you know, like when they come to your door with a post and things like that, or you've got to sign for a parcel. It automatically does it for you, so you don't need to do any of those silly drawings.
Right, I think I've got it.
Yep. Once you're done, Walter, it'll say at the top, it will say finish at the top, that's what it says. Yep, you've done it, Walter, that's perfectly fine. So that's signed for us now.
Yeah.
So next step now, Walter, the solicitor will sign the exact same document. So like I say, it's a bond between yourself and them. Now, with the claim, Walter, of course, it is going to go ahead for you. The average is around £45,000. Like I say, what the solicitors do, it's a no-win, no-fee agreement. So if you're unsuccessful for any reason whatsoever, it doesn't cost you a penny, Walter. So you'll never incur charges if you don't get any money back, okay? But if the solicitors do get your money back, Walter, it's on a no-win, no-fee at 25%. So say, for example, they get you £100,000 back, you get to keep £75,000, sorry. They'll take £25,000 for doing the full process. If you get, like, say, £40,000, you keep £30,000. So you still keep the majority of it. They'll do all the work for you. You may get a call in a couple of weeks' time, Walter, just to run through some details with you. Other than that, though, that is everything we need from you. If you need me in the meantime, or if you have any questions about it or anything like that, Walter, feel free to give me a call. I'm here from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. every single day of the week, apart from Sunday. So if you need me, just feel free to give me a call, and we'll get, obviously, I'll be able to answer any questions, okay?
No problem.
Perfect. Walter, as well, if you've got any friends or family who've been through similar things, because I know a lot of people in Scotland did go into the care homes and was there, feel free to pass their information on to me, and I'll give them a call, and we can do the same process for them, okay?
That's absolutely no problem.
Perfect, not a problem. Well, it's been a pleasure getting this set up for you, Walter. I'll now mark it off the system so you won't keep getting the calls from us, okay?
Okay. That's lovely.
No worries. Not a problem. Well, thanks for your time today, Walter. I know it's a sensitive matter, but like I say, the good news is it's going to pay off for you and you're going to get something back for what you went through. That's the good thing. But like I say, if you do need me, Walter, just give me a call. But that's all I needed you for today, pal, okay?
No problem, Ben. Thank you very much for your help.
Not a problem. Have a lovely day, Walter. I'll catch up with you soon, okay?
Thank you.
Cheers, pal.